to you. Happy birthday to you. Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Team Reba, happy birthday to you.
Oh,
there
thank
we go.
You so much.
Hey, everybody.
Had I known you'd have to sing, I would have said, don't do that, David Summers.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. We just like to give you a hard time because every once in a while, unannounced, you just begin singing the Norwegian anthem.
I know. It wasn't too many Norwegians during the Olympics, or I would have been singing that at home as well.
You guys probably excel at the Winter Olympics, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure, you betcha.
It's there's an event that was made for Norwegians where you cross-country ski and then shoot stuff. That's totally you.
And then if they could just get jigging for squid and crabbing in on that, you would be a total Olympian.
An all-time Olympian.
Yes, you would. In fact, you probably have a decathlon
with all the stuff you do on
a boat. But anyhow, did you want to cover any mortgage rates today? I know we mentioned the class in the last segment. So if anyone missed it, September 17th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Tukwila. Fabulous Tukwila.
And space is limited, so we're starting to fill up, so we do have
signups already, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm. So to get in there, just best way is just email info@teamreba.com is
correct.
The best place to reserve your spot.
Yes.
And get you eligible for the mortgage credit certificate, special tax credits, as well as access to all the other really cool down payment assistance programs, zero down programs, and all of that. So
there's a lot of fantastic stuff there.
There really is, and that program mostly. Well, Reba and I, we volunteer for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, and we've been doing that for a long, long, long time. And this program is really fun. We have a good time with the class and let you walk away with lots of good information that's going to be helpful and useful for when you're buying a home. And also give you the access to these programs. Mm-hmm. Once you take the class, your certificate's good for 2 years. So you've got some time to find that right house.
Which sometimes in our market can take that long.
That's absolutely right. So now I want to add one other. There's one other program that is also not very well known because it was just recently launched, which is called Neighborhood Lift. So Neighborhood Lift Seattle.
And that doesn't mean go to the gym.
It's not a workout program. Nope.
No.
Neighborhood Lift is a grant of up to $7,500 that can be used towards down payment, towards closing costs. It could even be combined with the Home Advantage Zero Down program. It can be used with a mortgage credit certificate. And the cool thing about this $7,500 grant is that it's forgiven in the first 3 years. So a third, a third, a third. So by the end of the third year, that $7,500 is forgiven.
That is sweet.
It's gone. There's no interest rate on it. It has a rate of zero.
That's better than gift funds from your parents where they're like, remember when we gave you that money?
Oh, big time. Big time. Brand spanking new program. In fact, I just started my first Neighborhood Lift transaction yesterday. So I'll keep you posted as that one goes along, but
out of curiosity, where's the house?
On this one, the house is located in North Seattle. It's a condo.
Okay, North Seattle. Okay,
a condo.
Price point wise, I'm like, most of those are above the qualifying amount.
It's pretty affordable condo up in North Seattle, and
nice.
The buyer is super, super excited, and first time buyer, of course, is jumping up and down, happy and everything. So this will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so this person, when we factor this $7,500 grant in, he will need to bring in cash to close at closing of zero. So it's a mighty fine number.
Yep.
And he's going to have a 30-year fixed rate at 3.75%.
Also a mighty fine number.
Yeah. It's a really
I love
neat
numbers.
Program. Really, really neat program.
I love that we're such nerds and we love numbers like that.
Right. Speaking of numbers, rates.
Yes.
Sideways.
Spit them out.
They're sideways.
What do you mean they're sideways?
We're not going up. We're not going down. We're just in a range. We're just kind of trotting along. And so the bond market's just been shrugging off, this statistic and that statistic. And mortgage rates are staying about as stable as I've ever seen. So 30-year fixed rate right now, conforming conventional rate, hovering right around 3.5%. 15-year fixed rates hovering around 2.875%.
Nice.
Jumbo 30-year fixed are hovering around, same about 3.625 or so.
Those are still so outstanding.
FHA around 3.25.
Still super low.
So it's, we're
people,
just...
People, if you have not been paying attention to interest rates, holy smokes, I don't care what's going on. You know, I was listening to the show last week, and Marissa brought in that nice statistic that around our area has been like around 14% growth year over year.
Right.
And holy smokes, even if you're intimidated by the numbers of the houses, that interest rate is so phenomenally low.
The buying power you have with these rates is...
Take advantage of them while you can.
It's really significant.
It's, I mean, and I'm not one of those people who's always like, oh, it's always a great time to buy. I've told plenty of people don't buy because it's a bad time or don't sell because it's a bad time. But holy cow, we're going to have this great run on appreciation. It's expected for at least up to the next 3 years here because we don't have enough construction. And... if you can benefit from that rate, I mean, we've brought it up before. My first house was at 9-something, and I was so super stoked then because it was like, woo, we're under double digits. And now I'm like, holy smokes, these are phenomenal rates.
That's right. That's
phenomenal rates.
It is kind of a probably a generational
If you're a first-time buyer and you get the opportunity to buy in at these rates.
Right.
Outstanding.
Well, and another way of looking at it, if rates went up just 0.5%, you'll lose about $25,000 in buying power.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, that's an extra bedroom and or bathroom when you're looking at a home. It's significant.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So
that's
get
some square
there.
Footage right there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so rates are hanging in there. We're looking good so far.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh yeah. When you said sideways, like sometimes if someone tells me things went sideways, I'm like,
let's just say
that
we're
does
in,
not sound like a
we're
positive
in a range.
Thing.
We're just kind of trotting along in this range, a little up, a little down, but it's just
you're
really,
on cruise control.
We're
sort
on
of.
Cruise, pretty much. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I much prefer that analogy. Thank
you.
I was like sideways. Like, that's the problem. What I miss while I was
so
in
far.
Vegas? You make a bad bet. Well, so speaking of my Vegas thing, I was talking about how it was all about focused on business.
Yes.
Our guest today, Mr. Herman Cazadillas, who is the executive director of Washington Business Week.
Yeah, welcome,
correct?
Herman.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, appreciate you. I know we were talking before we started the show that it was kind of difficult to get on your schedule because your summer was just full of activities.
Absolutely.
Right? So for folks who are not familiar with what Washington Business Week is, do you want to give a quick synopsis to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Washington Business Week is a nonprofit here in the state of Washington that's been around for 40 years. And what we do is something very simple. We go out throughout the state of Washington and invite young people, high school age students, typically 14, 19-year-old, onto one of four university campuses that host our programs.
Okay.
So the programs are hosted at Seattle University, Gonzaga, Central Washington, Pacific Lutheran University. So the students descend on those campuses. They live in the dorms, eat in the dining halls. Hot meals, hot showers is all part of the university experience that mom and dad want them to have.
No cold showers?
No cold showers.
Okay.
Hot meals, hot showers. And but during the week, we challenge students to run and operate their own business. And by doing that, they learn a lot about themselves, learn a lot about business. But they're not doing this alone. They're doing this under the guidance and mentorship of community business leaders.
Okay, so how are the students chosen or invited? Like, is there a criteria that you have specifically?
We're an open access campus. So basically anybody that's interested in just a little bit of career exploration, certainly interested in entrepreneurship, marketing, business in general, that, again, just want to learn a little bit more about themselves and about business.
Why do you say you'd learn about themselves?
Well, throughout the week, we challenge students in a variety of different ways.
Okay.
And basically what we're doing is we're trying to draw out some of the core competencies that a lot of employers are seeking.
Okay.
A lot of employers have told us.
Like how they handle stress?
How they handle stress, but, you know, what kind of leadership qualities do they have? For instance, are they good communicators? Are they going to be able to work in diverse teams?
Okay.
Are they creative and adaptive to the learning environment, the working environment? And more than anything, do they have a leaning towards results? It's nice to have great ideas out there, but can they actually get things done?
Speaking my language right there,
that's
results.
Right.
I'm all about results.
Yeah.
Taking good actions to get good results.
Yep.
So, okay, well, we had mentioned before starting that we thought it was maybe a natural inclination for, say, like DECA students? Because we've had the DECA program from Renton.
Well, Reba and I have actually judged DECA competitions.
Yeah, the regional comps. Yeah, that was fun. That was a really good time.
Well, I'll tell you, the executive director of DECA has always told us that their DECA experience isn't over until they have experienced Washington Business Week. We're a natural extension of all that learning that's happening during the school year.
Okay.
You know, obviously the students are doing some great things at DECA, FBLA, FFA, all these co-curricular activities that happen during the school year.
So many acronyms, so little time.
Absolutely. But here, the students get to bring all those skill sets into motion by running and operating their own business. And the students get to select the hierarchy, who's going to be the CEO, the CFO. The students even select who's going to be vice presidents of marketing, production, finance. And the goal for the entire week, the students have to come up with a product or service that they then present to community investors. At the end of the week, sort of
like a mini Shark Tank.
Shark Tank for kids. I call it Shark Tank for kids on steroids. That kind of thing. So the bottom line
is the minnow tank.
Yeah,
the minnow tank. Not as sharp as teeth.
they're not quite ready.
They
for
won't be eaten
time,
alive.
Right? No, they won't be eaten alive. But we get a lot of community investors that come in. We make them instant billionaires. We give them Washington Business Week bucks, and we ask them to go around. And,
oh, careful there! If you make them instant billionaires,
instant billionaires. So
have you had your own Mark Zuckerberg?
we have in some cases.
Okay.
But the bottom line is that the students, the investors go around and listen to student pitches, right? They listen about those products, those services, those ideas. And if that community investor likes what they're hearing, they'll invest in the student team. And the way we judge this business competition, because that's really what we run, is at the end of the week, the student company with the most money, just like in real life, wins. It's that simple. That's our model.
I love it. Yeah. So have you ever seen the students take what they did in this and actually go create a business?
Well, we have had some that have gone out, but more importantly, we've had business people that come through that are judging these events and have actually said, gosh, that student team is actually doing something that my own company is already looking into. And so these ideas can become a reality, absolutely.
Okay. And do they end up potentially even hiring them, or is this supposed to be setting them up for just success if they're going directly into college, or is it just meant to give them experience, period?
It's a little bit of everything. A lot of the students do use this as an opportunity to get ready for higher education. A lot of students, especially the savvier ones, are building their network early on. They're connecting with a lot of our supporters, the Boeings, the PIMCOs, the Microsofts of the world, for instance, that are there to help guide and mentor these students. A lot of the savvier students will start building their network early on. A lot of these students are looking for part-time internship opportunities. So we see a little bit of everything happening for these students.
Very cool. I'm loving it so far.
This
you have a question.
This is sounding good. Now, this is ages high school, all of high school, right? 14 to 18 or so, 19. Or 18 or 19?
Yep, all of high school. So we have students that are completing their freshman year all the way up to their senior year.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
Yeah. We'll be right back on Open House with Team Reba. If you want to call in, 866-712-1300.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.